Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. What are the new changes to the continuing professional development requirements for New South Wales property agents? Was created by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 29th of March 2023.
What the new requirements are. They are quite different from last year. So there is still the separation between licensed agents and assistant agents. That is pretty much the only thing that hasn't changed. So let's have a look at what those changes really are and what they mean to you as an agent. So let's start with the easy one, the assistant agent one. So if you're an assistant agent, you hold a certificate of registration, you have 4 years from the date you have registered your certificate of registration, or if you had it, if you've had it for a long time, from a the 4 years from the reform date, which was the 23rd of March 2020. So you have until the 22nd of March next year. So you now have less than a year to finish your full qualification and be licensed before Fair Trading will look at suspending your certificate and keeping you out of the industry for 12 months before you can come back in. So you need to get your license finished this year. However, if you got your certificate of registration and started working as assistant agent since that time, it's 4 years from your start date. So that's, you know, that'll be 4 years after. If you started as an assistant agent in 2022, then it'll be 2026, whenever that that four-year anniversary falls for you. So that's, you know, they're those four-year times. But again, it's all to be done by that CPD year, those three units of competency that assistant agents must do during the CPD year. So that's the same CPD year as licensed agents, the 23rd of March each year through to the 22nd of March the following year. So that's assistant agents. No changes. Talk to us. If you are an assistant agent or you have assistant agents in your office, talk to us. Let's look at where you're up to and let's get you finished and transition across to a license within the time frame that you are allowed. Let's talk licensed agents. Now, there's a lot of you out there in New South Wales. And so everything that we've been talking about for the last 3 years now, about the 6 hours for Class 2 agents and the 9 hours for Class 1 agents, wipe it out of your head. Let it go. And because now we're talking about Class 1 and Class 2 agents are going to be treated exactly the same. There is no additional training if you're a Class 1 agent. There are some additional requirements, but we'll get to those. But no additional training. The training comes down to the categories of your license. So for each category of license that you hold, there are compulsory topics to do. Those compulsory topics cover 4 hours. Okay, so forget the old 3 hours from the last 3 years. It's now into a 4 hour session. Okay, so if you hold just a real estate license, you will do the 4 hours of compulsory CPD. Now, Fair Trading have identified compulsory topics and we can select from those. So long as you're covering three of the topics from their list, and obviously our training will cover that. So you will make, we will make sure that you are compliant with their requirements. So that's fine if you just hold that real estate license. But let's move on to another example. Let's say you hold a real estate license and a stock and station license, or the new fangled dual real estate and stock and station license. That's deemed two categories. So you will need to do your 4 hours of compulsory training for your first license, real estate, and you need to cover three more topics out of the other category of license. So let's say you've got a real estate license and a stock and station license. You'll need to cover the whole of the compulsory session, 4 hour session for the first license, and then more training. Now, that could take anything, depending on what the topics are and where you're doing that. It's going to take you possibly another 2, 3, or 4 hours. Obviously, we are looking at making sure that that is streamlined, and where there is overlap of topics, which there are, as we're finalising the writing of all of our topics, there is overlap between the license categories on some of the generic legislation issues that we're going to be talking about. So you won't need to do it twice. If you've done it in one, you don't need to do it in the next. So we'll look at how we can easily meet those and streamline that process for you. Now then, let's do a third example here. Say you've got a real estate license, a stock and station license, and a strata managing agent's license, of which there are many people that do. So let's look at that. You'll need to be doing, in essence, your compulsory CPD for real estate, your compulsory CPD for stock and station, and your compulsory CPD for strata managing, being a strata managing agent. So, and the topics, obviously the topics for real estate and stock and station are more closely aligned. The topics for strata management are quite different. A little bit of legislation overlap, but you know, there's going to be quite different. So you are going to need to do your CPD for each of your categories of license. If you are a real estate agent specialising in business broking, so you've got your license category says real estate agent, class one or class two, real estate agent hyphen business broking, then obviously you'll choose a compulsory CPD, and we offer specific business broking CPD. So you'll do your 4-hour one there because that's the only category of license that you would hold. If you hold, and you know, and I'll say it again, and we've been talking about this, and the information apparently is going to be clarified on the Fair Trading website. There's been a lot of chat about that. It was a little bit unclear about whether we went back to where we were last year in terms of real estate and stock and station being categorised together. The information that I have received today is that they are not, okay, that they are going to be seen as separate categories of licence, and that you will need to do your CPD in each of those categories. So, guys, we will have all of that information. In fact, all of that information is already up on our website under our CPD information list, and it's there for you to read. How we will streamline that for you, that'll be up in the next week or so in terms of you booking in for training. We, of course, are having a little break from CPD at the moment. As you would appreciate, January to March is pretty full on for everybody getting their CPD done because, you know, we're all humans, and human nature is we leave it all to the last minute. And that's what happened. So, and, you know, that's happened last year, the year before. So, you know, it'll happen again next year. But, you know, fingers crossed it, you know, we can dream that it may not, but, you know, we're pretty sure that it will. So we're having a little break from CPD whilst we make sure that our processes and our topics are useful, you know, and most of you know my theory on CPD, that it should be useful to your job and it shouldn't be harmful to your health. So both ways, it should be a good experience to actually get your professional development training done, and making sure that you are compliant, making sure that you are looking at best practices within your agency and looking at it from a practical business perspective. So, you know, there always has to be that side of everything that you do, whether it's compliance, whether it's marketing, whether it's, you know, listing and selling, managing properties, managing rent rolls, whatever, managing strata roles, whatever it happens to be, it needs to be compliant and it needs to be good business sense. So, which is, you know, obviously where our training needs to take that pathway. So, guys, there will be more clarity on the Fair Trading website very soon, I understand. But there's certainly, we've got it explained with a couple of examples on our website under the compulsory professional development section on our website.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.